One of the immediate results was increased travel upon the Underground Railroad through the state of Ohio, and passengers over its line came almost daily. Elijah Anderson, a brave and fearless colored man, was the general superintendent of the underground system in this section of Ohio, and probably conducted more fugitives than any other dozen men up to the time he was arrested, tried, and convicted in Kentucky and sentenced to the state prison at Frankfort, where he died in 1857. Anderson said when coming to Sandusky in 1855 that he conducted in all over 1,000 fugitives from slavery to freedom, over 800 whom he brought after the Act of 1850 had passed. All of these did not come to Sandusky, for after the opening of the Cleveland and Cincinnati Railroad, he took many to Cleveland. But Sandusky was the favorite and most important station. One great advantage it possessed was its proximity to Canada, and its sheltered position by reason of the islands of Lake Erie, which rendered it possible and safe to make the passage in an emergency in a small sail or even an open rowboat, if that was all that could be obtained at that moment, both of which means of transportation were often resorted to when it was known that the slave catchers were on the ground searching for their prey, and was frequently the case, and when an attempt to take passage on any regular boat would have been hazardous and unsafe.